Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I am so glad you joined me today as we share some thoughts, share scripture that I pray is going to really help you in your walk right now with the Lord. And I really sense in these months, the Lord is concentrating, as I've shared with my UCM family with my monthly letter of encouragement, that God, while He is handling all the complex situations of the nations of the world, there's nothing that comes as a surprise to Him. Yet, I sense the intensity of the Holy Spirit working in very powerful ways in our individual lives to move us on into a new place spiritually. Many times we, as the children of Israel, when the Lord told Moses, you know, you can pass this mountain long enough. I don't know about you, but I hunger to move into greater and greater dimensions in God, to have greater understanding of His ways, to have revelation out of the Word of God, and to have a more fruitful, abundant life, because we know Jesus has promised that to us. And I just sense those that the Lord has listening have that same desire, but also feel the sense that there's, you know, we're living in very difficult times, perilous times, and the enemy is doing all that he can to discourage, to hinder, to prevent us from moving on into the things God has planned for us, those good works, our divine destiny. As I'm fond of saying to on this broadcast and to my partners through the ministry of correspondence, that regardless of whatever season we are in our lives, regardless of whatever age, young, in the middle age, or in old age, God has purposes and plans for that time of our life. Our circumstances certainly may be different. Our strength, our energy levels, our responsibilities, our commitments certainly will change. And so God wants us fruitful. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Don't you love that promise? And so I believe those that God, even sometimes accidentally, causes to listen to this broadcast, I believe there is a base of God's people who really, truly love God, and they want more of the Spirit of God. They want to hear the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. They want to obey God, and they want their values, their attitudes to truly reflect that of the Word of God. We're to have the mind of Christ, and so we can reckon ourselves crucified with Christ, and because he suffered the unspeakable sufferings of the cross and all that he went through, so that not only we could have eternal fellowship and salvation with him, but to help us in very practical ways in our life right now. He didn't wait for us to come to him. He came to mankind. And I don't know what your testimony, what your life story is. If you are serving the Lord, did you just have a great hunger for God? Or did you find, as in my case, or in the case of many others, that he apprehended you? You were in the middle of living your life, and all of a sudden, there was that drawing, there was that moment that he had planned before the foundation of the world. I don't know about you, but sometimes I regret that I was so long and in receiving and understanding that precious gift of salvation, because I was searching for truth, but I was convinced it wasn't Christianity. So at any rate, we need to decrease that he can increase. We need to center our lives on Jesus. And so, as we look at the Word of God, we look at that wonderful relationship that Moses had, we find as we read portions in the Old Testament, the prophets, that he was and is a jealous God. He wants all of us. And so, it's recorded in the Word that the children of Israel knew his acts, but Moses knew his ways. He asked God for that. He had found favor in the sight of God. And what did he ask for? He said, "Show me your glory." And so we are made in the image of God. And have we found favor with the Lord? We are accepted in the Beloved. And so, don't you want to know God's ways? Don't you want to know God's perspective on things? And so, if you have found favor with God, what are you going to ask for? Remember, God appeared to Solomon in a dream, and he said, what shall I give you? What would you like to ask for? And he asked a pleasing thing, that he would have the wisdom to be able to rule the people of God. And because God was pleased with that request, he granted him wisdom and riches and fame, such as no king before or after him. And so, I'm just sharing things sort of in way of preparation, but the subject matter that I want to be sharing starting today is, I'm afraid, it's not a very popular subject. It's not one of our favorite subjects, and for you or for me, unless we have progressed to a place in the Spirit that we can have the spiritual understanding to respond as the Word says. And I trust God is prompting and moving you along in that, as He is me. I'm finally beginning to get things. Sometimes I think, my goodness. But at any rate, God is long-suffering and patient. So what's the subject? Are you holding your breath and on the seat of the edge of your chair? I'm talking about trials. Yes. Yes. And so there's a passage in James I'm going to read, and that is found in the first chapter, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I don't know about you, but especially when I was younger in the Lord, I would sort of groan inwardly when I heard that. I can remember years ago, I got conscripted into the ministry without realizing what was happening. And when Brother Lee would be preaching, taking over Brother Glass, I was asked to do worship. And I might be going through I can remember specifically sometimes events in Campbell, California, where we would go down regularly, and I was not in a good place. And surely enough, Sister Van Dusen would be playing "The Joy of the Lord is Our Strength," because we had a wonderful working relationship together. And that was not exactly how I felt, but as I began to grow in the Lord, I remember once I was so tired, I always stand when I worship God. I didn't want to stand up, but the Holy Spirit was prompting me, why don't you do that? And it was just amazing. It's amazing when you obey the Holy Spirit. He always knows the right approach, the right way to go. And so I just want to encourage you so that we now can begin to look and have deeper understanding of why James tells us to do that. We want to choose the good part that was chosen by Mary. You know, Martha was certainly ministering and serving the Lord, and Jesus made the comment about Mary that she chose the better part because she was hungry and wanted to understand the ways of God. And so we need that kind of firsthand living personal experience with Jesus. It's not just head knowledge. You know, if you just run about learning how much more you can learn about the Word of God or just listen to teaching, if it's only head knowledge, it's not going to work. I spoke to a friend who needs to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I said, you're never going to get it by logic and reason. Now, God can use those avenues to bring us to an understanding of Him, but ultimately it is a step of faith. It is by faith we please God. It's by faith we come to God. We may understand a lot of things even about scripture, but ultimately there's things, I mean, the comprehension that the God of the universe, the creator of everything, loves us personally. I don't know about you. That's kind of a hard thing for a human being to comprehend. And so we must come by faith. So what is James talking about there? And so, and let me share just a few other scriptures by laying foundation. This is in the first chapter. Verse 13 says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I'm tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." And then let's find out what John says in the 16th chapter, verse 33. These are the words of Jesus. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So those are scriptures. Those are truths and precepts we need to just stand on for a moment. And we're going to look in a succeeding broadcast a little more closely on what is James saying. What does the Greek word say about trials? I think that'll help us in our understanding. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to share a quote I heard, which was attributed to a 90-year-old saint. She said, "I've been serving the Lord for so long now that I can hardly tell the difference between a blessing and a trial." And beloved, that's what I want us to understand, and I want to share with you further on tomorrow's broadcast. How could you say that? Well, because a trial is a blessing in disguise, and we need to be able to come to the place we grasp that truth. Well, I love you, and as I bring this broadcast to a close, I know some of you are going through trials, and know that I personally read and answer every letter that comes in. It has nothing to do if you send an offering or not. That's between you and the Lord, and I have never in my letters, monthly letters, or even on the broadcast, mentioned finances. Those who are mature understand that that is needed and able to carry on this particular ministry on radio. But I just believe God to bring to the UCM family those who are going to be blessed and encouraged. So the announcer is going to give our contact information. I pray for you every day, even those of you who haven't written. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.